Hello?
Hello? Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. So are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
All right, great. Are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
We're overtaxed.
All right, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Global environmental issues. We have too much oversight.
All right, thank you. Now, and what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I would say oversight again.
All right. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Medical manufacturing, would you say it's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I think it's above average.
All right. What about agriculture and farming?
I would say above average.
Would you say good or just fair?
What's better, fair or good?
Good?
Sure.
All right. What about refining? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think it's fair.
All right. What about electric utilities?
Fair.
Forest products?
I don't know enough to speak on it.
All right, no problem. And what about mining?
I think it's fair.
All right, thank you so much. Moving on, with the same level of rating, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? So, county land departments, would you say they do excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
I think they're good.
Forest and timber industries?
Fair.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Environmental groups?
Fair.
Thank you so much. Moving on. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Well, I would say, give me the evaluations again.
Yeah, very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important.
I mean, I think it's somewhat important.
All right. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very important, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Probably about level. Even.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Is there more or fewer?
Correct.
It's just in the forests or in the whole state?
In Minnesota.
I'm sure there is fewer.
All right, thank you. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
All right. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
A little impact.
All right. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I'm sure there is a way, yes.
All right. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I guess I don't have an opinion enough to say one way or the other.
All right, no problem. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
I think you should, yes, plant trees and then harvest them at a later date, sure.
All right. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure, why not?
All right. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
All right. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major, a significant, a minor, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
All right. Thank you so much.
Now, how many more questions?
We are right now at 69%. That means that we are maybe like five or six more questions and we're done.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Nope, and they should do radio recruitment.
All right, thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
I'm in between. I don't think that there's something that the state has to do. Why can't the private sector do some of it too? So I guess I can't give you an answer. It needs to be somewhere in between.
No problem, sir. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. First one is, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and meals. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
All right. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities, or minority communities?
Absolutely.
All right. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues?
Sure, yep.
And get into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Now, a few questions about you and your household, and we're done. So, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
All right. What is your age?
35.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or $100,000+?
$75,000 to $99,000.
All right, thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, blue collar professional?
Business.
Okay.
All right. I got to go. So how many more questions?
That's the last one, sir. I appreciate your time. So have a good night.